Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only show that has been accused on numerous occasions of defending pedophiles online. Allegations that we refute. The gentleman in front of me doesn't need an introduction, all right? But he's going to get one anyway because there's some confusion as to who his alliances are online. It's Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are the killer of comedy.
Yeah, that's what I am.
The killer of comedy showcases Pantelis. And this guy is a guy I defend online.
Yeah.
Say what now?
Yeah, he's not a pedophile.
Per se.
He's a child enthusiast.
Jesus Christ.
Poseidon, how you doing?
I look too good to fuck kids, bro.
Before people start, what does that mean?
So you think the only reason people are fucking kids is because they don't have confidence, they have low self-esteem? They're like, I'm ugly. Well, no, but I'm going to go fuck that kid.
I mean, all the pedophiles, that have a certain look, you know?
The slacks?
Huh?
They look like Bernie Sanders a bit?
They have like pants above the waist. Shirt tucked in, huge ass glasses.
Because they pull them up because their pockets are full of candy. So they slowly go down.
Poseidon, the reason why I bring this up is because Mike was just telling us, I had no idea, but right before the show, that a Quebec author who made a story that was about Hansel and... It's kind of Hansel and Gretel, yeah. But in modern times with a pedophile instead of a witch.
Yeah.
More realistic.
And I don't know if he's a, but there's one chapter that the monster has sex with the little girl, and then some teacher read this
novel.
You're
using that term loosely, teacher.
Yeah, but some teacher read this novel, and this was a novel that was sold like at Walmart, and it was like it's kind of like a Stephen King type novel, so it was sold everywhere. This teacher read the book, and she was like, "There's a kid having sex in this. This is kiddie porn." So she called the cops, and the cops arrested the guy. They arrested the guy. They arrested his editor, and so I read about this, and I just did this post on my Facebook saying how this was crazy that. Like, there's no artistic freedom anymore in Quebec, that this author is treated like a fucking pedophile because he wrote a horror novel about a kid. And it's one chapter about a kid getting fucked. And then I was like, of course he's going to win in court, but just the fact that he has to fight for this is stupid. And then in the comments, people were telling me, yeah, you know, it's weird. Tomorrow in the paper, it'll be like, Mike Ward defends kiddie porn. And I laughed. I actually did a ha ha ha. And then this morning I woke up and there was an article in the Huffington Post, Quebec. Mike Ward defends author accused of distributing kiddie porn.
Which is it? What an insane accusation. Not yours, his also. You know Stephen King's It?
Yeah.
The book has a scene where all the kids gang rape the girl.
Jesus Christ.
To get some magical, whatever the fuck, it was weird, right? I'm not saying that it's a good scene. What I'm saying is it was part of the story that he wrote.
Yeah.
I don't remember that
equivalent,
in the movie.
You know, it wasn't in the movie. It's in the director's cut. He made them do it. He's like, yeah, don't worry. I'm just going to keep this deal. I'm going to keep this tape.
Are you guys good at keeping secrets? Yeah. All right. You're holding the mic.
Yeah, director's cut. By director's cut, I mean my hard drive. So I'm not saying that it's great writing. I'm just saying that by that logic, you would have to go after Stephen King for that. By that logic, wouldn't you? What's the guy's name in Jurassic Park? The guy that Jeff Goldblum, wasn't he a rapist in one of those Death Wish movies?
Yeah, I think in like one of his first movies.
The Death Wish movie, he raped the guy's wife, raped her and then killed her. So shouldn't he get arrested for raping and killing
and murder? Yeah.
Yeah. If you're gonna arrest someone for like a story that they made as if it's real life.
Yeah, this is retarded.
Isn't it?
Or what about all the bank robber movies?
So what if I write a story that I was elected prime minister, do I take over next week? Is that how it works? Am I in charge now because I wrote it in a book?
Or they should go arrest the actor that played Pablo Escobar, bro.
Yeah. Well, you're selling drugs in Colombia. He's like, my name is Steven. I live in West Hollywood.
I did that commercial for Whiskas.
Yeah, exactly. I did that cat commercial. What are you talking about?
It's crazy. Like, even with their logic, it should be... Because real kiddie porn, anyone that watches it or owns it gets arrested.
Yeah, of course.
So they'd have to arrest fucking Walmart for distributing it. They'd have to arrest everyone that went to the... And not just people that bought the book, but people that kind of looked at the book.
Of course.
Because they like just looked at the cover and were like, should I buy this?
And yeah, what are you doing perusing kiddie porn? Yeah. But they would have never known because it's a scene. Like I said, when you watch the Death Wish movie, when I watched and I was young, I didn't know that one of the first scenes was going to be a violent rape. You don't know. It's about revenge, but you didn't know that that was going to be the revenge you was going to get. So it's not like, oh, I'm in this for the rape. You see it, and then you get angry, and then you want him to get revenge, and then he does. Because there's a death wish.
I think the thing that scared me the most about this whole story is that it's a teacher that called the cops on this guy. And I get how someone that's illiterate won't understand, you know, the why something would be in a book. So someone that's a little stupid will just see like, a kid's getting raped. I should call for help.
It's not real life.
But you're a fucking teacher. That person is responsible for teaching our little kids. So you're putting your kids with a fucking dummy.
Well, that's what, could you imagine the press conference? Like, ma'am, did you read the fact that this is a fictional tale? I can't read. I identify as a literate person. That's how I got this job. Yeah no, it's. I agree. It's insane, and especially of all people, you, the pedophile hunter, the pedophile slayer, to be like he's aligning with pedophiles. Yeah. It's a guy who wrote a story, and he wrote in modern day. If there was a witch, right? Like it's fictional, but modern day, if somebody's kidnapping kids, that's probably what they're doing. They're kidnapping them. So he just made it more realistic.
No one's kidnapping your kid
to make soup
to put them in soup. Yeah. Like Hansel and Gretel. Yeah. If they're kidnapping your kid, they're fucking them and murdering.
Yeah,
them.
And that's what the guy was showing.
Yeah.
Man, everyone's soft as fuck nowadays, bro.
Soft as fuck.
Soft as fuck.
Why don't you explain to us the laws surrounding the distribution of kiddie porn?
I don't know the fucking laws, bro.
That's not an excuse. That's not a legal defense.
Well, it's obviously fucking illegal.
You're going to get arrested if you don't know the laws.
It's not a legal defense. That's what they say. What ignorance is not a defense.
Yeah.
That's apparently what they say.
But it is bliss.
I live a happy life. So Poseidon was kicked off my live stream on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How come?
Because he showed up. He's always late. He showed up late again. So he's always late. It's part of his thing. So we go live at 4, and it was 3:59, and he had just showed up because he went to go get coffees. So he's like, at least I'll get coffees. And I look outside the window. It's 59. He knows we're starting in a minute, and there's no rush in him. He's not like, oh, I'm late. He's like, do I have time for a smoke? And we're starting in 30 seconds. So I see him come around, get inside the building, just taking his fucking sweet time. He shows up. He's drinking a coffee. I go, where's my coffee? He's like, oh, you want a coffee? I thought you had a coffee. So I close the door. I go, get out of here. You're not doing this. And I shut the door and I start without him. And then he tried to come in the comment section and I banned him.
Yeah. I went there right in. Hello from the other side.
And then I'm like, ban. I end up timeout. I had the option to ban him. I didn't. I felt bad. I put him in timeout.
For how long?
300 seconds.
Okay.
But it's too high for him. He's like, I'm done. He's like, I'm done for the day, and he left.
What is it with you and time? Like
Well, no, what happened?
He doesn't respect it.
No.
No, because you often hear the expression "black time."
Yeah,
and that's you're a black time guy.
Yeah. No, he's a retard time guy. He can't tell time.
Well, no, I went to go help out Homer. He got a flat tire.
No, you can't keep using that as an excuse. That was done hours prior
to
the situation. Yeah, but you can't.
You have 2 hours. Yes,
it's not a real excuse. He's the type of guy late.
Did he get a flat in fucking Toronto?
In the East End.
East End is like 12 right minutes.
Yeah. You know that the excuse
is
not valid.
Right next to a highway. Like, you can get anywhere on the island from here. Yeah. East or west in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, look, by the time we changed the tire, because we had to put the
That's not true, because I spoke to him. Remember when you guys went for coffee? You guys just fucked around. You know this.
We came straight from Canadian Tire.
He's the type of person that will show up late on a Monday to work, and they'll be like, what happened? He's like, oh, fuck, I had an emergency, man. Yesterday, I had to go to the hospital, get a cast on my hand. Fucking took 2 hours. When did that happen? Yesterday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So why are you late today? Because yesterday I went to the hospital. He's that kind of person. Yeah. He thinks that if he has a situation, it could translate into stuff that's not connected to it.
And then he'll change it into, oh, I just came back from the hospital.
I was there for 16 hours.
The time that I got to Tim Hortons, it was like 3:40.
Yeah, no, exactly. If you're kind of late, you don't stop to, you don't go, fuck.
Well, like, no, because then he was.
Like if you had a girlfriend and she calls you and she goes, I got shot, come help me. Bring me to the hospital. You're not going to go, all right, I'm going to go get my hair cut. I'll get a grab of coffee. Yeah.
No, he's going to show up late. What happened? Well, yesterday, babe, I got a flat tire.
I just realized I am retarded.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, you know why? Yeah. Because Homer did tell me that I didn't, that you already got coffee. And instead of just coming straight and getting coffee afterwards for myself, I still stopped.
Yeah, and but you didn't
get
him coffee.
And you didn't get him. So you stopped to get him a coffee, but you forgot to get him a coffee.
Yeah. That's what I said. You're useless. So I had to put him in timeout. You know, that's what you do. When you either fire the employee or you give him that last chance. I gave him a chance.
Or you treat him like a four-year-old.
Yeah. I'm letting him learn. Oh,
I like that you call him an employee even though he doesn't get his salary.
Well, you know.
He's more of a slave than an employee.
You know what? Yeah, kind of. Well, no, because he doesn't do anything against his will. He's very eager to be here.
And you couldn't sell him to anyone.
No, definitely not. I couldn't pay someone to take him. People still ask, is he a real human being? People don't believe it. Like, even on this just thing, they're like, this guy's fucking clown. That's not a real person. He's not CGI, guys. This is a real human being.
They think he's an actor?
They think he's acting, yeah. Not a good actor. But a brilliant liar.
Very good liar.
Yeah. He's not so good at making the lies, but he's good at lying just for no reason.
I don't even have a reason behind it.
There's no rhyme or reason. He goes to lie.
When was the last time you lied?
I don't even know.
That's a lie.
I literally don't.
Guaranteed. He knows. Like, I'm not telling him.
You must lie a lot at your job.
What do you mean? For what?
For no reason. Like, just, do you ever, like, since you lie for no reason, do people ever say, I want a Cadillac, you have 9 Cadillacs, and you're like, we don't have any more?
Oh, yeah, every day.
For no reason, because he's so used to lying. Like, sir, can I have a Cadillac? I don't even know what that is. We don't have boats here, sir.
Sir, no. We're both sitting in a Cadillac right now. I don't know what you're talking about. There's a boat.
No, because the reason why I lie about that is because people want free shit all the time.
Oh, they're trying to take advantage of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's funny, they'll go to the lot and no point. But I see two of them right there. I go, those, that one's on a contract. That one's, it's been sold.
They're reserved. They're not for the colored folk.
No. Stop, bro. I don't say it like that.
How do you say it? I use another word. I streamline the racism. Fuck it, Poseidon.
Oh, shit.
Yo, so I saw the trailer. Quentin Tarantino has a new movie coming out.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Once Upon a Time. Did you watch the trailer?
No, I haven't seen it.
It makes me excited.
It looks good. Yeah. I have liked every single Tarantino movie.
Have you seen them all?
Not all.
How could you say what you just said?
Well, wait, I made a mistake.
I liked every single Tarantino movie. Have you seen them all? No, of course not.
Well, because the only one I haven't really watched, I think, is Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, that's a good
one.
But
I watched like half of it.
It's on Netflix, too, if you want.
Yeah, so I've been trying to watch it. For some reason, I haven't been able to get to it. But I watched...
I've been trying to, I don't, this fucking remote, and I was like, what, how does this work? And then I just hit my head on the wall and leave.
I've watched Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2. I've watched Pulp Fiction.
Jackie Brown?
Huh?
Have you watched Jackie Brown?
There's a movie, Jackie Brown, from Tarantino.
I've seen almost everything Tarantino's done.
He names three
What's
movies.
His first name? Alan? It's Quentin. I've never seen his movies.
I don't know that guy.
I've seen Alan's movies.
I really like Django.
You're gonna like Jackie Brown. I think it's one of his best movies.
What's it about?
It's a Tarantino film. So it's about a flight attendant who it's a long, like, I'm not gonna go into the convoluted Tarantino plot.
She crashes the plane.
No. It's about like it's about drug dealing and
it's
murder.
Got a very 70s
blaxploitation.
Blaxploitation vibe.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
In a very, very
I
good
think,
way.
Yeah.
In a very music selection is top notch as usual. Yeah.
Interesting.
It is one of his good, and it's super underrated.
Super, that's why I tell people it's super underrated. So when people ask me, what's your favorite movie or Tarantino? I stopped saying Pulp Fiction because I try to show love to Jackie Brown because a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah. I think it's better than the Kill Bills.
It is better. I don't like the Kill Bills.
You don't?
No.
I enjoyed them.
No. I don't think they're bad movies. They're made well, but I don't care much for them. Django I like.
Django was nice.
What's the other one? The Western one? What's it called?
The Hateful Eight.
Oh, I fucking love
that.
That
was good. That was
a play.
Yeah. That was fucking good.
Yeah, I like that. I like his dialogue.
Yeah.
I like dialogue heavy things. Same thing with Kevin Smith.
Yeah, Kevin Smith had really good dialogue.
Yeah. I wonder if the new reboot for Jay and Silent Bob is going to be any good. Because it's weird to reboot something that doesn't need a reboot.
Who is someone else going to be playing Jay and Silent
Bob? No, it's going to be them.
So it's not a reboot. It's just a...
It would be a sequel.
Just a third boot.
They're rebooting it like everything didn't happen and it's like starting fresh type of thing.
Okay.
But why would you need to do that?
There's something that might actually make it work even more though. The fact that there's something more pathetic about their characters
in
their 40s.
Yeah.
Because seeing like two losers that are like... 19 or 20 that hang out next to a quick stop. It's not, you know, it's okay, but someone in their 40s and 50s, like I used to work in a gas station, and there was a lot of these older guys that come and drink their coffee there because it was cheaper than to go to a coffee shop, and they just hang out and lean on the fucking sandwiches. And just have coffee and pretend like it was a bar. And I was like, these fucking losers. Yeah. They were super nice. But I was like, what the fuck is wrong with your life?
I know people like that. And that's always one of the things that always drove me. I've told him this to move forward, to always want to do stuff. I never want to be them. Yeah. I never want to be that. And that's also what I tell him to motivate him. Every time he does something stupid and he sets himself back, that's how I motivate. I tell him. I give him examples because he knows these people. He's like, yeah, I know them. I go, do you want to fucking be them in 15 years? He's like, no. Because he freaks out. That's my motivational talk for him.
I used to always be...
Do you want to be Nick? He's like, no.
Do you say it in front of Nick?
Sometimes, yeah. The best is when I do that to people and it goes right over their heads. Right? They're like, yeah, you want to be like me, bro?
I think most losers know that they're losers.
A lot do, yeah.
Yeah. And that's even sadder. Because a loser that doesn't know he's a loser is actually kind of a winner.
He's winning.
Because he's like, he fucking made it.
What?
He's like, goddamn, life is perfect.
But how did he make it?
Because he doesn't know he didn't make it.
Because for him, fucking making it is drinking his coffee, leaning on a sandwich.
But hold on.
In a fucking dépanneur.
These guys would save, what, 30 cents?
What are you talking
about? Like, how broke were they?
No, it's not for the brokenness. It's to them, that was the event. It's kind of like how a lot of Lavalers...
Chilling in parking lot.
Yeah, instead of going inside, they're like, yo, we're cool. We're chilling in the parking lot.
And they sit on their fucking trunk.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you can just go inside. There's tables. No. There's tables there. There's cars here.
A lot of the guys, too, had come in, and there was this sort of a high table that they'd lean on. And then once they knew me, they'd be like, can I just... get a coffee cup and I'll pour beer in it. So they just drink beer there.
That's funny.
And they'd be like, oh, this is kind of like a bar, but it just cost me $1 instead of $4.
This is like a bar and the women here don't slap me.
Yeah. What a shitty bar that must have been for them. Because they're like, a lot of ladies come in, they pay for gas, and they leave.
All these ladies, very independent. They don't accept our drinks.
How do you... Yeah, they're trying to buy beer. Hello, hello.
Drink and drive.
Do you come here often? Only when I need gas.
Oh. That's hot. That's hot. So can I get you a drink?
What do you mean?
So stupid.
I can picture the scenario in my head.
The guy's like, Tums?
Do you want a shot or do you want Tums? Jesus. Surrounded Tums for everyone.
There's two women and the guy's like, hey, it's my boy. Hey, Mikey, round of skills for the ladies.
Get them some jerky. Jerky for everybody.
Want a Tic Tac?
Yeah, some grilled cheese.
Oh,
yeah, that must be weird. Yeah. This muffin is for you, muffin. So dumb.
One of those losers that used to come into the store. He was a swinger, and
literally he would just swing from a tree outside.
But he had a really hot girlfriend I didn't understand why she was with him
because she was banging other people.
No, but she didn't want to do it. She was in her, like, he was in his 40s. She was like 23 or 24.
And he was selling her.
But he was like trying to convince her to become a swinger, and then she accepted. They went once. And she ended up marrying the guy she fucked. So she just left him for another dude. And I was like, oh, that's so perfect.
He's like, listen, this is going to happen. We're going to go with other people. You're going to see this is as good as it gets. All right? You can see that Jimmy, it doesn't get better than Jimmy. All right? That's why I speak about myself in the third person. And then the first night, she's like, no, this guy's way better than Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy was like, do you want to go out for a drink? I don't want to go to the gas station. No, a bar.
Yeah,
what? A bar? Goddamn millionaire. This guy's a player.
You want to go to dinner? No, I can't have those fucking sandwiches anymore. What sandwich? I'll take you to a restaurant.
Do you want some dessert? I don't like Tums.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sick of Skittles. What's with guys and their Skittles? I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
The guy actually brings her to the restaurant. She's trying to figure out utensils.
Yeah.
How does a fork work?
I told you the first time I ever... Because I don't know if... I think it's only Montreal to bring your own wine restaurants, bring your own booze.
Yeah. No, I think they have that in other cities.
I only learned about it when I was in my 20s.
Maybe there
is. So I assume there is another city, but there might be. I just never knew. I never went to those restaurants. So I remember I took a girl, and I was in my 20s. And I asked if they had, like, beer or wine or whatever. And the guy's like, no, bro, it's bring your own wine, like, bring your own booze. And I thought he was fucking with me, like, he was trying to be insulting. And like, what do you mean, bring... Bro, it's a fucking restaurant. Well, you want me to bring the utensils too? I go, do I have to bring my own bread from home? You fucking idiot. And then the girl's like, no, that's a real thing. And I looked so stupid. I was like, I have to bring my own fucking bread. I go, what are you talking about? And he's like, no, that's a real thing. We can't pay for a liquor license. We can't have it. So.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. But then if they don't have a liquor license, how can people drink in
They're not allowed to sell, but you're allowed to drink there.
You're allowed drinking anywhere. Yeah. Like, technically, if you go to a hardware store and the guy, the hardware store doesn't mind, you could drink a beer.
Yeah.
In the hardware store.
Interesting.
Because it's his place.
Yeah. So that's what happens in restaurants.
You know what you do? You open up the restaurant. If you can't get it, you open up a corner store right across.
That's what they did. A lot of them were in business together. Yeah.
Interesting.
Because they sell a lot of booze. But I remember I was like, well, you think I have to bring my own utensils? Like me, I thought I was being an asshole to another asshole. I was the only asshole in that conversation.
My dad always brings those, since my mom died, he'll go to those bring your own wine places. And then he brings those little shitty, you know, cardboard wines, like a little box of wine.
Oh, like the juice box one?
Yeah, like a juice box of wine that's just for cooking. He brings that and he gets a straw. And he's like, people look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, you are fucking crazy.
You're like, the crazy person at the restaurant.
Like, just buy wine that you can close and bring back home. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. That's way better.
I want to see a junkie one day. He's like, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. What are you talking about? I just brought my own heroin. Like, this one of these places. This guy's drinking wine. I got my own stuff.
I've actually you can bring vodka. I've brought vodka. You can bring beer. But people look at you weird when you have vodka.
Why?
Why?
Like, why do I bring vodka or why do they look at you weird?
Why do they look at you weird? Because I would love if somebody does that. And then you could right away tell them off. Hey, listen, buddy. You can't judge me. You can only judge me if you went to a real restaurant that served booze. You came here. No judging. Yeah.
But I've had, like, whenever I brought beer, they don't judge you, but the vodka, they judge you.
Get poppers.
Yeah.
Get, like, the colorful vodka.
It's so weird where people draw fucking lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
normally,
like,
in the sand.
Okay, you can bring beer and wine. That's okay. But vodka, you're a fucking freak.
Yeah, that's what makes you a lunatic.
Crazy mother. That's like going, you can do coke, you can do heroin, but what kind of goddamn animal smokes crack?
Yeah.
That's crazy motherfucker.
God forbid you bring fucking tequila. Imagine how they'll look at you. I'm very fun to be around with.
What was that sentence?
I'm very fun to be around with.
I'm very fun to be around with. Yeah. You mean I'm very fun to be around?
I'm very fun to be around with of.
Yeah.
I'm very fun to be around of with.
Yeah, I'm very fun to be around with of
words.
Look, English is my eighth language.
Yeah. What are your first seven?
English.
Yeah. But is retard a language? It's a feeling, sir. All right, well, that's the shot.
Is that it? That's
but
how we're going to end?
You know how I want to end it, though? Actually, with a fucking message, if anybody knows. Because they found a dog tied to a post angering on Metro in Montreal, downtown.
Fuck.
LaSalle, I guess. So some asshole took his dog, tied it to a pole, and then left. And the dog died outside in the cold, shivering. And they found it buried under the snow. You know, he could have left it loose, brought it to the SPCA, done a number of things. This is a fucking murder. So someone in that neighbor has to know who the fuck this guy is. Please, please.
What kind of dog is it?
I believe it was a pit bull, but I don't know for sure. I saw from like what it looked from the side, but I didn't want to look too close to pictures. I was very sad.
And it looked like a puppy too, eh?
It looked young, yeah.
What a fucking piece
small.
Of shit.
So that piece of garbage, somebody has to know. Please tell us. You don't want to go to the cops? Just tweet at me. Send me a fucking private message.
Yeah, and then he's going to send me.
And you can go to his house now because he doesn't have his pit bull to defend him anymore.
Yeah, no, but for real, we'll just let us know and whatever we need to do.
Nothing's gonna happen.
Nothing's gonna happen to the guy. Yeah. You know, I'm not making any threats. Okay. Nothing's gonna happen. The guy's gonna be fine.
He might disappear, but that's just fucking.
That's just
because
he probably is gonna run away. It's a coincidence.
It's a coincidence.
But if anybody knows, out this motherfucker.
Yeah. Definitely. And
apart from that, head over to MikeWard.ca to check out Mike Ward's dates coming up. Head over to Patel's Comedy to check out my stuff. Remember, Mike Ward Infamous is on YouTube. It's on Amazon Prime. It's everywhere that you need to watch shows on, right? It's on all the streaming platforms, except for Netflix.
Except for Netflix.
Yeah, but that's only because of our heated rivalry with Netflix right now. We're going to take him out. For Poseidon, you head over to youporn.com/trans. He's out there. And like I said, Patel's Comedy.com. That's it. That's all you're going to get.